president of the most powerful country in the world, in reality, whether we like him or dislike him, my point would be, I think it would be a very clever move from the city council in Stormont to send an invitation for Donald Trump to come and put the lights on at the City Hall.
Do you think?
Follow the lane. I think, you know, it doesn't take too much to send an invitation. Why he accepts or rejects, that, I think that would be a very good point for starters, for the executive here and the city council, because that would always stay with Donald Trump, that the people here invited them to put the lights on at the city hall.
Okay, okay, Rob, look, listen, you wouldn't be the first president, of course, to switch on the lights, but we've got a Twitter poll there. Would you invite Donald Trump to Northern Ireland? The majority of people are saying no. You want him to switch on the lights at the city hall. I see your argument. We get into his good books, then he sees Northern Ireland as somewhere friendly, and maybe he'd have a, you know, a bit of investment in our neck of the woods. Will he ever switch on the lights at Belfast City Hall? Would you like to see him do it? Is Rob's motivation a sort of a sensible one? You can continue to let us know. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in on a bright, sunny morning with Donald Trump as the President of the US.